Before I get into my personal interactions and my conversation with Charlie Kirk, it's where a Muslim talks to a Christian in hopes of good coming from it, I feel it's very important to remember the value of peaceful dialogue and discussion, especially in today's world. I never publicly discuss my interactions or the really nice conversation I had with Charlie Kirk on my show before. But now, after his death, I feel compelled to share my experience for the greater good in the hopes of reaching the hearts of good people and highlighting the importance of striving for peaceful dialogue and striving for understanding. This is real important that we condemn senseless violence. I want to express my deepest sympathy for Charlie's children and family and what they must be going through. Now, I was introduced to Charlie by a mutual friend who knew him very well back on July 17, 2023. We hoped we could meet in person to have a constructive discussion about Islam. The goal was simple: dialogue, understanding, and education. Peaceful conversation, not conflict. Now, shortly after that introduction, as the goal was for us to eventually meet in person, Charlie Kirk tweeted something very negative about Islam and Muslims. You can see it here in this tweet. And I immediately reached out to him and also did an academic response with Imam Tam to address the misinformation in his tweet and just outright lies. Now, Charlie responded to my email and we exchanged messages respectfully. We even exchanged phone numbers. So behind the scenes, I was talking with him over the email and addressing things that he had mentioned in his tweet. Now, eventually, we had our first phone conversation, lasting around 30 to 45 minutes. I felt it went very well. I opened the conversation by sharing with Charlie a little bit about my life and why I had started the Dean Show. And it was directly to help people like Charlie Kirk to understand Islam and Muslims. That's what the Dean Show is all about: clearing up misconceptions and helping the average person like Charlie to understand what we are all about, purpose of life, why we're here, why we're created. And during the conversation, I shared insights about the Scofield Bible and how its origins have been used to divide Muslims and Christians and to promote an agenda. So we touched upon that also, dispensationalism. Now, the next part of our conversation, this is what really, really stood out to me. You know, you have long conversation, you can't remember everything, but this was one of the parts that I really, really remember clearly. And I'll never forget Charlie acknowledging to me that he knew nothing about Islam and that he had been taught to hate Islam, and admitted he was raised in a context where many around him had negative views about Muslims. This was clear. He told me this, and this stood with me. Charlie told me he had many Serbian friends growing up. And sadly, many Serbs are also taught to just hate Muslims, often calling Muslims Turks. And if you ask me, I believe he was also affected by this type of hatred. This is very extreme element. There's this very extreme element there. That's another discussion. Just look at what happened in Bosnia in 1992. So it shows the effects, how you can have people of hate around you, and this can truly affect you. And I truly believe this affected him, his way of thinking and his hate of Islam and Muslims. So we got to be really careful who we hang with and who our friends are. So I asked Charlie if he had ever had any Muslim friends or knew any Muslims growing up. Charlie told me no, but that he had met a couple Muslims in college who were phenomenal individuals. I'll never forget, he said something along the lines of, "Eddie, I'm not trying to trap or bait you," something like that, "but I'm asking because I really don't know." He then started mentioning something about the Quran. What does the Quran teach about this or that? Some of the same verses, some of the same things, those normal things that come up from Islam haters who misquote out of context. You can see he was just kind of digesting this from others and then He was now sharing what he had, the negative things he had learned. You know, from this you can gauge where a person's understanding actually is. But he truly didn't know anything about Islam. So I explained some common misconceptions about Islam, providing context to verses that are often misrepresented, quoted out of context. And Charlie was very polite, non-combative, and seemed genuinely curious. He asked questions, and I aimed to be the Muslim friend he never had, helping him understand Islam in its true context. We ended our conversation with the intention to meet in person. After that, I really didn't see him posting anything crazy like before about Islam. He agreed to appear on my program, and I made it clear we could continue talking privately, but also extended the invitation just in case he wanted to be a guest on the program. And he agreed. We tried to set up the scheduling, but that meeting never materialized. Later, he told me that he couldn't make it due to him just having a baby. After I found this out, I congratulated Charlie. After some time, I noticed some of his public statements continued in that negative direction like before, spreading misinformation, lies, and hate. And I responded to him always academically, always respectfully. We also discussed meeting in Tampa to continue the dialogue in person. So I started to engage with him again after a little time out. And I genuinely believe that meeting face to face with Charlie could have been very positive and produce positive results, because he had been around people who were just feeding him hate, and he had truly never really like got together, sat down and connected, broke bread with a Muslim. And this would allow him to build a deeper and proper understanding of Islam. From my conversation with Charlie, I learned something crucial. He was taught to hate Islam. His environment and friendships shaped much of his understanding. And he admitted to having no true knowledge about Islam. This is a reminder of how misinformation and blind hate and prejudice can shape even intelligent people. Now, as I opened up earlier, look, I firmly condemn the senseless violence that has taken his life. It's horrible. And those who condemn the senseless violence should just as easily condemn the same exact thing happening daily to innocent children in Palestine. You got to be consistent. Dialogue, education, and empathy are the tools that can prevent tragedies like this. I hope someone from his organization, Turning Point, or family will continue this conversation with me. Or if other Muslims, knowledgeable Muslims who can help them really understand Islam, building understanding rather than walls of fear. I'm sure that whoever from his family goes through his emails in the future, it'll be easy to find our conversation. Muslims are not the enemy. Islam is not the enemy. Peaceful discussion is always possible. And this is what we encourage. And this is what I was trying to establish with Charlie Kirk since 2003. And I never shared this until now. I hope in sharing this now is to open a door, just as I tried to do with Charlie by inviting him to a peaceful dialogue while he was alive. And through this dialogue, he can develop an understanding in others of Islam, what it's truly about. Now, and this is very important. I mentioned this in the beginning. I never made this public before, my conversation with Charlie in public, to the public on my show. My intention in sharing it now is to reach good-hearted people, to remind everyone that even when disagreements exist, peaceful dialogue is possible and understanding is achievable. So let's choose learning over hate and dialogue over senseless violence. And when you're ignorant about something, you're going to fear it, and that fear can lead you to do unreasonable things, including violence. So I invite you guys to take this gift from me to you. You can go to thedeanshow.com and I'll get you a free copy of the Quran from me to you. And I hope this story encourages those on his team and others to connect with us, and we shift from a trajectory of misinformation and hate about Islam to sitting down and having true dialogue to build true understanding with Muslims and Islam. Thank you very much. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.